If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons. It's a post-Tatum Tuesday. Although we still haven't gotten any official word on the injury, we have Shams Charania telling us to they're bracing for the worst, and we'll get to that audio a little bit later. But Ted Johnson's here. In his flowery shirt, looking all excited. How are we feeling?
I'm feeling okay. I woke up, you know, had some texts with my kids. We're big, all three of us, big Celtics fans.
Yeah.
You know, we just enjoy the NBA, but my kids are big Celtics fans. And so, just, you know, I was sitting there, you know, kind of just like last night, you know, feeling a certain way. And then I woke up today and I was like, no, I got to set an example for my kids.
You're damn right.
Change that mindset.
And the Celtics need to set an example for the whole city.
There you go. So it's not the end of the world. And I will say this. There is, to me, you make a strong case that they can still win this thing. So I feel like it's up to them whether or not they want to do it or not. It's not up to the Knicks. Because I still think the Celtics are a better team as they currently are constructed than the Knicks are, in my opinion.
All I've heard is how talented and deep the Celtics are all
That's
year
right.
long. We had Scal laughing at the talent discrepancy between these two teams. So
you'd be right.
Show it.
That.
Go out there and show it. They got an opportunity, but we have an opportunity, Dan Ball. It's 3 o'clock. It's time for the three-point stance.
319!
319!
319!
319!
Yeah, there you go!
What's that?
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it's time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons. Today's three-point stance is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. Might have been a busy day for Jeffrey Glassman, if that is his designation. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stance on the biggest stories floating around the world of sports, sometimes beyond. Each host will receive 60 seconds or thereabouts to present their opening stance on their story of the day, after which we will open up for discussion on each. Our order today is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy Stevens, then Ted Johnson. Andy, you will lead us off. Are you ready?
I am indeed.
All right. Well, your 60 seconds for your opening stance begin right now.
Appropriately, this is sponsored by Jeffrey Glassman, all sevens, because I'm going to talk about another seven. Jaylen Brown, number 7 for the Boston Celtics. And this isn't about whether he has to step up. This isn't about whether he needs to carry them to a title or through this series or score more points or turn it over less. It is about the longer-term future of Jaylen Brown in Boston. And I actually think, in a weird way, this injury is good for Jaylen Brown and his tenure with the Celtics. A, he's going to get an opportunity to be the guy, be him, and not the him that's that weird football movie that's coming out that you need to watch the trailer about, but the him that is the centerpiece of the Celtics. He wants opportunities to do that. He has it. But more importantly, I had started to heard rumblings. Trade JB this offseason. Break up the Celtics. His contract is the costly one. JT is staying. JB's got to go. Oh, Giannis wants out. Could you trade him for that? Could you trade him for picks and try to get a high pick in the draft? Now, I don't believe there's any chance in hell they're trading Jaylen Brown. So if you're a Jaylen Brown fan, I think this just ensured that Jaylen Brown will be with the Celtics for the next year plus. You can't lose Jason Tatum to an injury that likely will cost him at least a portion of next season and then be a new owner and come in and trade your other superstar. You cannot blow it up and tear it down. So for better or worse, Jaylen Brown's going to be at the center of the Celtics world for another year.
It's a good day to own a Jaylen Brown jersey, isn't it?
Sun's out, guns out, baby. See you on the beaches.
Teddy, he should wear it tomorrow at our scores event,
that would
right?
be cool. That would be awesome. Would you do that? You have a JB jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah, wear it tomorrow.
See, there's also the weird... okay,
you're calling out the fans.
I'm being bullied into this
Let's go.
Okay.
That's correct, yeah.
And I have a Jaylen Brown onesie.
So what is less douchey? If I decide to wear it, what's less douchey?
Your jersey versus the onesies by Fitzy.
No, but shirt underneath or no shirt underneath?
Oh, dude, you.
Oh, come
douchey
on. What
to
do you...
not wear a shirt.
Okay.
Underneath.
So you want me to wear my Jaylen Brown jersey with a white T-shirt underneath?
That's a good call because it's sleeveless.
It looks weird.
Or like a sweatshirt or something. You have the cutoff sweatshirt.
If you're, if you're in it for a penny, you're in it for a pound. No shirt underneath jersey.
Is there any more Boston guy than Stiz right there? I mean, you got the farmer's tan too. That would
be that's going to be probably an issue as well.
Let's go.
All right.
Come in with two cans of Miller Lite.
I promise you, my arms will look good if I go sleeveless.
Oh my God! Is this what we're really doing?
Go sleeveless. Did a horse kick you in the back of the arm? Oh, that's just your tricep.
Damn.
Oh, all right, Dan, take control. Let's go.
Why are you encouraging him? My God, Ted.
I'm done.
I created this chaos.
Yeah, Dan. If this happens, I insist Andy come into scores tomorrow. You know, Stiz has to play House of Pain rejoins the entire time. He needs to have two Miller Lite cans. One has to have the top sawed off so he can do dip spit into it all day long on top of it.
Oh, yeah. If I get to drink Miller Lite in a Jaylen Brown jersey, I'm all for it. Okay, Dan.
One comes with the other. I think that's how that works.
Sure.
All right. Let us move on from this chaos. Fitzy, I ask you, are you ready?
It is my time in the order. I shall do my deed.
Awesome. Well, your 60 seconds begin right now.
All right, Andy's all fired up for the moment that Jaylen Brown has in front of him tomorrow night. There are a lot of members of the Boston Celtics that have significant opportunities tomorrow night. And I'm not going to say the remainder of the series as well, because there is no remainder of the series. There is no day after tomorrow without tomorrow night at the TD Garden 7:30. And the person who has to be the most instrumental in the Boston Celtics redeeming themselves, extending the series, playing Celtics basketball, showcasing Celtics pride, and giving this team a fighting chance to get back into it, is the coach, Montessori Mazzulla himself, Joe Mazzulla. And to me, the key to Joe Mazzulla coaching his most important game, his best game out of all of them, coaching fearlessly. Joe, it's a house money game. The world, even though I know the Celtics are a 4-point favorite, tomorrow night, you have to coach fearlessly. Like, you got nothing to lose. Yeah, you got a basketball game and a series to lose, but all you can do is redeem yourself with a fearless effort tomorrow night.
Yeah.
What'd that look like? You know, I don't know. The Joe Mazzulla stuff is starting to kind of, people are starting to pick at it a little bit. What does he really do? I mean, you know, Bill Belichick's his idol, and yet he just pretty much does the same thing over and over again, which is switch on defense and shoot a bunch of threes. Like, you know, any Joe Bag of Donut coach can go do that, you know? So, I don't know. I feel like this is a pivotal time for Joe to flex his coaching muscles, if there's any there. So, I don't know.
He should go sleeveless tomorrow to show his coaching muscles.
You know, he should.
You know what? Show up in a freaking judo outfit. I don't care. That's what he likes to practice. And by the way, we heard that audio just a few minutes ago prior to the top of the hour and the start of the three-point stance from Colin Cowherd saying that Joe basically only has one club in his bag, Ted.
That's what it feels like.
Tomorrow night's a nice night to show the rest of the world that you're capable of actually hitting a shot without more than a 7-iron, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do know what you mean, Bo.
Or do the real Bill Belichick, his idol, and show up with your ring on to remind the world that you got a ring. Put it in the lights, shine it in people's eyes, reflect it.
Oh, man.
I can't take that.
I would hate that move so much. I would actually rather see you.
Show up to the TD Bank in fatigues.
Yes.
You know, or something like that.
Oh, like go like all University of Miami in like the late 80s there.
All black or fatigues.
Oh, fatigues, badass music blaring.
I'd rather see you go Porky Pig style in a Jaylen Brown jersey, Andy.
All right, Dimble.
Okay. All right, Ted.
All right, bub.
Are you ready?
I think so.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
All right, I got to give some love. This is a story that kind of blew up after we got off the air on Friday. We all found out after we got off the air on Friday that John Henry flew out to Kansas City at the start of, what was it, a three-game set with the Kansas City Royals to talk to one Rafi Devers in person with what we thought was Craig Breslow and Alex Cora. We found out that Breslow was not in that meeting, but he knows what the contents of that meeting were. But I want to just say this. Good for John Henry. Good for John Henry to get on a flight and to go out there. People would say, well, that, you know, what's Alex Cora doing? Why do we need the owner flying out there? It doesn't matter. It's the fact that the owner felt that this was a good time for him to go out there and try and figure some things out with one Rafi Devers. Because after what we heard him say about Craig Breslow and just his overall feelings about moving to first base on Wednesday, I like that he nipped it in the bud. 2 days later, he was out there. And I'm trying to figure out what the content of that meeting, how that meeting went. But let's listen to Craig Breslow talk about some of the things that were mentioned in this meeting, and then maybe we can all figure out what exactly was maybe said in that meeting. Go ahead.
It's probably wise for some of these matters to stay between, between John and Rafi. But my understanding is it was productive dialogue. There was honest exchange by both sides. And I think we're going to walk out of this in a much better place.
Okay, well, I thought that was the cut there's a cut where he talks about, he's saying that we wanted to basically tell Rafi, you know, what being a team player means, yeah, that kind of thing. So alluding to, because you're wondering, is he going out there to smooth things over, or is he going out there to kind of voice his displeasure? It feels like it was to voice his displeasure. Maybe there was a little bit of the other thing. But I just want to say this. John Henry spent some money. He went out there, got Bregman. He's smoking his big old dog rocket to show everybody how excited he was. Good for John Henry to get involved in this team again, at least this year. So I want to applaud him and recognize him for his efforts to go, by going out there. And you see how Rafi's been playing. So whatever he did seemed to be working, at least with Rafi, that feels like.
Maybe you should talk to Hauk.
He needs to talk to Tanner now. Now he needs to fly out to Detroit and talk to Tanner.
Tanner looked in a rough way. If you saw him on the bench after his start, he earned the ability to look like that. But he was
my man's cooked.
He had his hood up. He was like chewing on the lace at the bottom of the.
He just doesn't look comfortable on the mound either, yeah, though.
No.
Daniel.
He needs, and I don't say this lightly. Like he needs IL mental health. Like just get away for a little bit. Get your mind right.
Slump buster.
Because he something. Yes. Like, I don't think he has a legit injury, but he is sort of a broken pitcher right now.
Right.
And that's...
No, he's saying he feels fine.
He
right?
don't I look mean, fine.
Because there's a couple outings ago, you know, where his velocity was, like, where yeah. you'd want it to be.
Oh,
so
yeah.
it's not really a physical thing.
No,
it's a
I
mental
think it's
thing.
Did anyone else have on their WEEI Afternoons bingo card Ted Johnson saying Slump Buster and Dog Rocket within a minute of each other?
You never know.
That was after Joe Bag of Donuts coach, Joe which was my...
That was good.
Teddy's on a heater today, Dan Ball. Watch out.
Especially since the coach's name is Joe.
Joe.
That's even better.
So clever.
All right, to recap what we have on the table, Jaylen Brown, some hype for JB, Andy's guy as he takes the reins over as the sole superstar for the Celtics after the Tatum injury. You have Joe Bag of Donuts needing to coach fearlessly moving forward, and of course the Rafael Devers meeting. Ted, we're going to get your thoughts on the Celtics moving forward. I want to quickly stick on the Rafael Devers conversation, and Andy, I'll hand it over to you quickly for the overall thoughts on the handling of the meeting by John Henry, the fact that it seemed like Craig Breslow was kind of put into a locker, sit down and shut up, I'll take care of this, and where we sit right now.
Yeah, this is it's a weird spot for Breslow, absolutely, because the superstar is calling him out, and the owner is seemingly having to come in to sort of, you know, fight the fight for him because you're not handling this properly. And I would put Cora in the same basket. Even though Rafi didn't really call Cora out, Cora hasn't fixed this either. Breslow and Cora have not been able to fix this. That's why your owner is getting on a plane and flying to Kansas City mm-hmm. and having a one-on-one chat with his highest paid player. And I'm with you, Ted. I'm aligned with John Henry, which is not something I thought I'd be saying on the radio a lot or ever in light of recent years, because we've all talked about him. Like, he seems distant, doesn't care, doesn't spend money. It's just a part of his portfolio and empire.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't feel like that. This feels like he cares. This feels like he invested before he had the dog rocket
yep.
this offseason.
Yep.
And like he wanted to swagger. And part of the return on his investment this offseason was being back in the good graces, competing. Like the Red Sox are popular. I'm popular. Yep. I invested. And I think that's why he's doing this, because he sees this as potentially derailing what he invested in.
We're not complicated, us athletes. I mean, you bring us pizza and movies, and we're happy. Or you come out and you talk to us and tell us we're great to smooth things over. It satisfies us. Just to go a little bit above and beyond from the owner can go a long way. But this is the cut I was talking about by Craig Breslow talking about. We don't know, again, the fine details of the conversation, but what I was trying to figure out, my gut instinct immediately when I heard the news was, well, they're going out there to kind of tell them they're not happy with them. But, you know, you've heard different things, but this is what Craig Breslow said about the meeting in a different statement.
To come out here and have an honest conversation about, you know, what we value as an organization, you know, and what we believe is important to the Boston Red Sox, and that being great teammates for each other.
Okay, so clearly they had to tell Rafi that they expect him to be a team player, and that would suggest to you that maybe they're selling him. You know, we'd like you to maybe consider playing first base. If not right now, maybe work towards that. So that's just still something very fascinating. Just the first base position in general, I think, is fascinating how they handle that, how that goes. I mean, Rafi's response to that meeting was, all right, you know, hold my beer. Watch, I'm going to go out there and just hammer the ball,
which was is awesome. Fun to see. Is awesome. But there are some people, Fitzy, that are connecting. He's hitting, so you can't move him to first. Why can't he hit while playing first? That's he still right. gets
no,
to
no
hit.
No first well, baseman has ever hit before. Right. We know that for a fact. Right. It's proven. Right. First base is usually the weakest spot in the lineup.
Right. Like the both things can be true. He can stay hot and take a few fungos before the game and get ready and prepare. And maybe a week from now, 2 weeks, however long the experts deem that he needs behind the scenes. And then maybe, God forbid, he plays first base and hits really well. I don't, like, it's not an either or, especially for $30 million a year. I feel like I can get you to play defense and hit. Like, it's the damnedest thing. Most people play defense and hit when they make those kinds of, hell, Shohei Ohtani has to pitch, play defense, and hit sometimes for that kind of money. Like, just get your ass out there and play first base and keep hitting. It's not that hard.
Bottom line for me, Safari Fitzy, and then you go, is just John Henry's engaged again, Fitzy. That makes me excited. Go ahead, bud.
Oh, yeah. He was engaged in the offseason, obviously, when he was enjoying his Cubano by the fireplace. And the fact that Ted, he is a bottom line guy, though. Like, we have to remember, like, we were discussing this a little bit yesterday as well on the show. The majority of the rest of the owners in town were businessmen, but they are fans strictly of that team. Robert Kraft, all the stories in the dynasty about going to the games, driving the kids. And obviously Bill Chisholm, Wick Grosbeck, diehard lifelong Celtics fans. John Henry is a businessman who maybe had a passion for sports ownership, but I can't tell you that like he lives and dies with every box score. Like, I don't think it matters as much to him. So when his ROI gets ruffled, that's obviously when he decides to hop in the PJ and go tell his $300 million man to get in line, or else he'll be, you know, cut loose, fined, or something else for insubordination, which Dan Ball did a great job in the sports stats and research department yesterday finding out that contractually it could come to that. Let's just hope that it doesn't, because the vibes on this team, which seemed when Alex Bregman, when your guy was telling, like, your guy was singing, your friend Sean Pendergast, your former broadcast partner, correct? Yeah. Was telling us about what a great guy he was. Then we heard he was buying suits in Florida. The vibes were chef's kiss, immaculate on this Red Sox team. Since then, diminishing returns. Something needs to change, and you cannot have, like, we need the equivalent of somebody saging Fenway Park right now to get the stink of Rafi's bad attitude out of the air.
Ted, I'm taking your approach on this. Starting to hope / think that maybe Rafi is just all bark, no bite.
Yeah.
Like, he likes to voice his displeasure, whatever, and then DH. No, I'm a third baseman. I'm not doing that. And then you DH, and maybe now he just wants you to, like, think he won't do it, and then in a couple weeks he'll just fall in line, take his ground balls, and one day we'll just look up. One day we'll have Dan Ball do one of those last trendings of the show. Lineup's in, batting second, playing first base, and we'll all go, wait, did you say first base?
Seriously, because if they that locker room, if you got all those guys, how many guys are in the active roster?
26?
22, 24, 26, okay. 26, those yeah. The other 25 guys kind of looking at you every day, just kind of like, side eye, like, bro, really? You playing first would help us win games. If those guys literally, if they think that him playing first base will help them win games, and he's not doing it, he's not going to have a lot of friends in that locker room. That's not going to be fun to go to work every single day feeling like you're being ostracized because your teammates don't like that you're being selfish.
Yes, Dan Ball.
We've now seen multiple reports that there is a bit of a divide where some believe the Red Sox executives are overstepping and asking this, but some believe he is being selfish. So the worst thing that you can get out of this is a divide in the locker room.
And it's one thing if he doesn't care about his relationship with Craig Breslow, which I think based on the comments, he doesn't care for Craig Breslow.
Not even sure he knows his name.
Right. But I find it hard to believe from what I've just observed from Rafi and his personality and his immaturities or whatever, however you want to paint him over the last 8 years, I think he wants the guys that he's in the clubhouse with to like him. I think he wants to be able to laugh and be, because otherwise, that seems like a miserable existence. If you all of a sudden look and you think everybody's treating you like my dog used to, like that side eye, like, who the bleep is this guy? Mm-hmm. For 162? Like, you know, March, April, May. It's a long effing season if you're not having fun and you're not part. Like, you know, what if he hits a home run and nobody comes and brings the Wally head to him? Because they're like, you're a jerk. You're not playing first. But, like, that matters. That camaraderie in baseball, the marathon that is a miserably long season,
Can I give you my 2 cents on why I'm not as hard on Alex Cora? A lot of people are blaming Alex Cora. This is his job. This is his falls in his purview. He should be the one responsible for this.
Because you went to Papacitas in Houston together?
Because we, you know what, we need to go to Papacitas.
You
remember that name. Good
Let's
job. Papacitas, my man. I was just trying to, you know, get some, you know, some camaraderie between the two of us.
I noticed.
Trust.
Yeah, I got it.
Before I answered the hard pointed questions. But the Alex Cora, my feeling is he's like, dude, I already had to go to him once. You know, I already had to go to him once with the Bregman thing. That's my guy. And I had to, kind of smooth things over. So I've already used that card. Like, to go back again, you want Rafi mad at Breslow. You don't want Rafi mad at Alex Cora.
Successful.
And so that, to me, I understand why maybe Alex Cora sat this one out. I do. Because I think, because he's got to look at Rafi every single day, unlike Breslow. And they got to have respect somehow in that relationship.
So do you think that was intentional? Do you think the way they've played this, given that Cora told us they have all those conversations, did they decide to be good cop, bad cop kind of thing?
I need one question answered for me before I can answer that question.
Okay.
Did Craig Breslow go behind Cora's back and talk to Rafi about playing first, or did Cora know that going in?
That's a great question.
Because
that will
tell me whether or not the good cop, bad cop was in play. Because if it was, hey, I think that good cop, bad cop thing, to me, there's a for that sport and that dynamic, it's the perfect situation to kind of have.
Well, we can go down that road a little bit tomorrow with Alex Cora in the 2 o'clock hour. I don't know exactly how we'll ask it. Like, did he go behind your back or did you? I mean, because
you guys
Fitzy
hate
can
each
ask
other.
The question.
Yeah, let Fitzy do
Fitzy
it.
Can ask that.
He's the
just toss me to the wolves.
Big cojones.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When he's back there, 617-779-7937, continuing to talk about Rafi Devers, if you want to talk about it. He's hitting. The Sox aren't pitching very well, at least not with Tanner Houck on the mound. They lost last night, blown out. But we need to get back to the Celtics, this Jason Tatum injury. Ted's thoughts, because if you were in our email chain this morning, you saw there were lots of them. He unloaded his thoughts from last night's game. He's going to get to those. We'll also have Two for Tuesday, another chance for you to win Red Sox tickets. That's all up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, you got what's trending.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.